sang are two of the songs I best remember him by. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And then I will enter his gates. I'm going to enter the gates of heaven with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. Now, that's a wonderful song to sing, isn't it? Your mind on heaven. That the Lord has made this day, and to God be the glory to this day for the things that he has done. And I've part of the song that Joanne sang that I like a lot is the words, just let me live my life, let it be pleasing, Lord, to thee. There's asking the Lord. We need his help, don't we? Without him, we can do nothing. There's a looking to him because he's the source of all that we need. One of the things that grew in him, and something the Bible encourages in all of us, and it's something that grows in all of us, but it's a process, is this matter of joy, of rejoicing in the Lord. My father loved the illustration of the boy who was asked the meaning of the word joy. He says, oh, that's easy. J stands for Jesus, Y stands for you, and the O stands for nothing. There's nothing between you and Jesus. Nothing we're holding on to. We're confessing our sins to Jesus. We're not resisting him. We say, not my will, but yours be done. And so more and more, he was filled with the joy of the Lord. And the Lord encourages us. He knows it's hard, but rejoice in the Lord always, he says. And again, I say rejoice. And that was part of his pilgrimage. In terms of the life of the church, I think the thing that was new to him, and he'd grown up under the preaching of the word, and but the thing that probably was that the Lord used in his life, and he came to appreciate a lot, was simply fellowship. And by fellowship, I mean not just sharing what we have in Christ, but it's a matter of encouraging other and working together and partnering together. And he became a part of a partnership of a group of people that were seeking to please the Lord. One of the things that was an encouragement to me was occurred when he was in a nursing home. And in a nursing home, he was pretty content there, but he noticeably grew in his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. My visits with him frequently were to serve him communion, the Lord's Supper. So once a month, at least once a month, I would serve him communion, and we would remember what Christ had done on the cross. Remembered the place that the Lord had made in heaven. We remember that we served a risen Savior and that our salvation was secure. By grace, he had been saved through faith through the death of Christ who died on the cross for our sins. He had this awful record of sin, but Christ had given him his perfect record and taken all of his record, all of our record, on him. And so he was forgiven. And it was the certainty that he had when we would talk about this. He was forgiven. It was there wasn't any questioning about it. He was headed for heaven. It was by God's grace. He knew where he was going. And isn't that a wonderful thing to be clear on that point? When you get older and you don't think straight as you used to do, but you're clear on that point. He was clear on that point. And so, at the end of his life, he placed himself in God's hands. And where's a better place to do than place yourself in God's hands? Through Christ. He was certain that those were good hands. One thing that he agreed with in the Bible was he agreed with the story of Lazarus' death and his resurrection. This was a situation Christ knew where it was going to, that Lazarus was going to die when the word got to him that he was sick. Jesus was in control of the whole situation. He let Lazarus die. He told disciples he was doing this so that God would be glorified. So, he's in control, isn't he? He understood that God, that Jesus, the story taught that Jesus was in control of the situation. He also, Jesus wept in this story. He knew that Jesus sympathized with the death of somebody. There's an unnatural rending of the soul from the body. Somebody's dead. And yet there was this, he had the authority needed in this situation. He said, I am the resurrection, the life. He who believes in me, even though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. And then Jesus went to the tomb, prayed yet in a loud voice, and Lazarus did come forth. He knew the story of Lazarus. He knew Jesus had power over the dead. And so he could place himself in Jesus' hands. He also agreed with the story of the thief on the cross. Now, that's the story of a man that deserved to die. He deserved to go to hell. He said it himself to the other thief. We deserve what we're getting. But then he turned to Jesus and he said, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said, today you'll be with me in paradise. He believed on Jesus, and that expression he made, and so the blood of Jesus' blood on the cross cleansed him of all of his sin. He's forgiven of his sin, and his soul would immediately go to be with Jesus in heaven. He agreed with the story of the thief on the cross. He was saved by God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Something else that explains his confidence as he neared the end of his life was he believed that Jesus had risen from the dead, not only died on the cross for his sins, but he rose again. And not only did he rose again and went to heaven, but he was going to come again. He's going to return to earth. And when he came, he was going to be surrounded by the heavenly hosts. So if he dies before Jesus comes, he's going to be coming with Jesus and all the heavenly hosts, the angels and everybody that's gone to heaven. And then when the trumpet sounds, the dead are going to come to life on earth. They're going to rise to meet him in the air. They're going to be given new bodies and souls. They're going to be given new bodies. And so they live with the Lord forever. He also knew that this was true for those who believed in Christ, that God had saved him by his grace. He also knew that time was going to be a time of judgment. And that the Lord was going to say to some people, depart. And those would be the most terrible words ever spoken, those who didn't believe in the Lord. He would die the second death and be banished from heaven, banished from the presence of God forever. But he could sing, then I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart for all that was going to happen. Immediately his soul would go to be the Lord in heaven. And then the encore of it all would be Jesus coming again and receiving a new body and living in the new heavens and new earth. And with the heavenly host. And the heavenly host includes angels, yes, but it also includes all those that have gone on before us. But more importantly, it includes Jesus, and that would be the center of his life in heaven. As we think about and reflect about Carlo, I'd like for us to briefly meditate on four things Scripture says. Number one, we have all sinned and we will all die. Romans 3:23, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Isaiah 53, verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned each one to his own way, but the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Hebrews 9:27, it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. We have all sinned and we will all die. Secondly, we cannot save ourselves from the consequences of our sin. John 3:3, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Unless his Holy Spirit transform him, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 14, verse 6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father except through me. We can't save ourselves from the consequences of our sin. Acts 4, verse 12, salvation is found in no one else, for there's no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. James 2, verse 10, for whoever keeps the whole law yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. We can't save ourselves from the consequences of sin. Thirdly, God has provided for our salvation through Jesus. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. We've turned each one to his own way, but the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And then the fourth thing is this. We can be saved by God's grace through faith. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Isaiah 55, verse 6, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. John 5, 24, I tell you the truth. Whoever hears my word and believes in him who has sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. To receive this gift, we need to, Acts 3:19, repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. To receive this gift, we need to put our trust in Jesus Christ. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Believe his promise that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that he lives, you know we'll be saved by the Son of God and you'll live by the Spirit that he gives. So as I reflect on Carlo, I remember how he believed that Jesus is full of grace and truth. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He's full of love and grace towards sinners. Remember the thief on the cross. He said to him, today you'll be with me in paradise. Jesus made atonement on the cross for his sin. He took what he deserved on himself. And that thief on the cross received much more than he asked for. He asked for the Lord to remember him. And he asked for a blessing somewhere in the future. And he receives a promise of blessing that very day. Today he would be with him in paradise. The soul that deserves immediate eternal punishment in hell. And he immediately received a place in paradise. So when we ask from the Lord, we receive much more than we are asking for. He's full of grace towards sinners. And he's full of truth. Jesus died on the cross. He absorbed God's wrath against us. All our sins were placed on him. He was punished for our sins, the sins of the whole world. He's full of truth. He took away all of our sins. He declared us as righteous in his sight. He's full of truth. He does give eternal life. He does give us new hearts. He did tell the truth. He did rise from the dead. He did ascend to heaven. He will come again. And so he says, don't let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many resting places. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to be with me, so that where I am, there you may be also. Now, Christ's salvation extends to all who repent and believe in him as the one who alone can save us from sin. The wages of sin is death. All we like sheep have gone astray, but believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. And this includes everybody, all who received him, to those who believed in his name. He gave the right to become children of God. Where is Carlo now? He's in heaven. It's a wonderful place. It's filled with glory and grace. He's enjoying living in a place where there's no sin. He's enjoying living with the whole host of heaven. And it's so wonderful. It's nothing we've ever seen, but it's more wonderful than anything we've ever seen. And it's the promised place of all those who yield to the Spirit of the Lord. Now, when I reached 65, I thought, uh-oh, I better take a look at my finances. I'm going to be on Social Security. I'll be retiring, and I better see how I'm going to support myself. So I went to a financial advisor. It was interesting. He figured things out for me the next 25 years till I was 90. And I learned that I was in trouble. I hadn't counted the cost exactly. But I hadn't planned the way I should have. But the Lord has planned for me, hasn't He? Not for the next 25 years, but for the next 25 million years, more than that. He's planned for me, salvation for me, a safe place for me, forever and ever in heaven. My encouragement is that we repent and believe of your sin, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and plan for the future. Plan for the next 25 million plus years. I once read of eternity being described as a small bird going to the top of a mountain every year and sharpening its beak on the mountain so a little bit of stone wears away. And after he's done that for 10 years, he's entered the first minute of eternity. It's a long time, isn't it? But God has provided a place for us in heaven forever and ever through Jesus Christ. And we can really find comfort in knowing that Carlo is with his Lord. He honored him in life, and the Lord honors him in death. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the good memory we have because of your love for Carlo. And Lord, we thank you that we can find comfort in his trust in you and that he surrendered to you. And we pray now that you will help us to similarly surrender our hearts, our will, our emotions, all that we are. To God be the glory for the things he has done. In our Savior's name we pray, amen. Okay, I'd like to ask the youth choir to come up and lead us in singing God Sent His Son. The words should be up here on the board so that they'll stand and lead us and we can all stand and sing this together. So let's stand as we sing this.
He will never forgive. He Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. And then one day I'll cross that river, I'll fight life's final war with pain. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory, and I'll know he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives.
And now may the grace, mercy, and peace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. There's refreshments downstairs. I hope you go downstairs, enjoy them, and there's also